Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In a world filled with countless distractions and competing priorities, it is all too easy to find ourselves torn between different allegiances. We live in a time where our attention is constantly divided, our desires pull us in multiple directions, and our hearts can become entangled in the pursuit of worldly success and fulfillment. However, deep within each of us, there is a longing for unity and a desire to find purpose and meaning that transcends the temporary. Today, we will embark on a journey to explore the concept of divided allegiance and discover how we can give our undivided devotion to God, which is the only thing that guarantees fulfillment in life. May the Lord bless you as you listen. Again, the topic is divided allegiance, and our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
In a world filled with countless distractions and conflicting priorities, it's easy to find ourselves torn between different allegiances. We may feel pulled in multiple directions, struggling to maintain our focus and commitment. But God requires us to give Him undivided allegiance. Today, let's delve into the concept of divided allegiance and discover how we can find unity and wholehearted devotion in our lives. Consider the story of Emily, a young professional who dedicated her life to climbing the corporate ladder. She spent long hours at the office, sacrificing time with loved ones and neglecting her spiritual growth. Emily believed that success and financial security would bring her ultimate fulfillment. However, as the years passed, a sense of emptiness crept into her heart, leaving her dissatisfied and longing for something more. Emily's story resonates with the struggles faced by many of us today and throughout history. In the Bible, we find the account of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness. Despite God's miraculous provision and constant presence, the Israelites often succumbed to divided allegiance. They became entangled with the gods of the surrounding nations, compromising their commitment to the one true God. This brought a setback in the fulfillment of God's promise for their lives. They have to sojourn for 40 years in the wilderness with no fulfillment. Have you also found yourself torn between serving God wholeheartedly and pursuing the desires of this world? Do you long to experience a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment in your life? It's essential to realize that we cannot serve two masters at the same time. We must choose where our ultimate allegiance lies. Today, what are the things in your life that compete for your allegiance with God? Acknowledging these things is the first step toward realignment and recommitment. The following steps will help you in realigning your priority with the things of God. 1. Evaluate your priorities. Take time to identify the areas in your life where divided allegiance is most evident. Is it in your career, relationships, or personal ambitions? Write down these areas and prayerfully consider how you can realign your priorities to place God at the center. 2. Seek God's wisdom. Whenever you are faced with decisions, big or small, invite God into the process. Seek His guidance and align your choices with His will. Remember that true fulfillment comes from pursuing God's plans rather than our own. And 3. Cultivate spiritual discipline. Make sure you dedicate regular time to engage in prayer, study the scriptures, and participate in fellowship with other believers. These practices will help in strengthening your allegiance to God and deepen your relationship with Him. The Bible provides us with many important verses that encourage us, as believers, to pay undivided allegiance to God. In the book of James chapter 4 verse 8 we read, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." This verse emphasizes the importance of actively seeking God. when we make a deliberate effort to prioritize our relationship with Him. He promises to draw near to us in return. As we take steps to prioritize Him, we will experience His presence, guidance, and the transformation of our hearts. Also, the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 encourages us saying, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." This is a call to us to shift our focus from the temporary and transient desires of the world to the eternal and enduring things of God. By setting our minds on God and His kingdom, we can resist the pull of divided allegiance and instead seek His will and purposes. This day, I will like you to reflect on your journey towards undivided allegiance. What is holding you back? Be encouraged by the fact that God is always ready to welcome you into His loving embrace. Each step you take towards Him brings you closer to experiencing the abundant life He has prepared for you. As you go today, take some time to pray and seek God's guidance in your pursuit of undivided allegiance. Ask Him to reveal any areas of your life where you have allowed competing allegiances to take hold. Surrender those areas to Him and leave behind divided allegiances. Remember that true fulfillment and purpose are found when we align our lives with His will. May your heart be filled with a renewed sense of devotion, and may you experience the joy and peace that come from serving the one true God as you do so in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, acknowledging that our hearts can easily become divided between serving you and pursuing worldly desires. We ask for your forgiveness for the times we have allowed divided allegiance to take hold in our lives. Help us, Lord, to prioritize our relationship with you above all else. Today, give us the wisdom and strength to make choices that align with your will. May our hearts be wholly devoted to you, and may your presence guide us in all that we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 11, chapter 12 and chapter 13. And for the evening, John chapter 9 verse 1 to 23. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.